Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest today is Brad Finstead, the new CEO of the Center, and this is the second in a two-part series with Brad Finstead. I asked Brad about what he sees for partnerships in the future for the Center.
I've seen that there hasn't been a long extended partnership with ag and business providers in rural Minnesota. So I want to make sure that they know what we do and what our mission is and reach out to them and see if there's opportunities to partner, whether that be through helping them with different specific projects or just being at the table with them to make sure they know what we can do. And partnerships come in all shapes and sizes, and I think we're very open right now to exploring all options. I'm excited about the future, and I think that's the overall statement I'd like to make, is that I'm ready and raring to go and create partnerships, whoever that might be, that will help advance rural Minnesota.
Do you see the nature of the center in terms of its relationship with the legislature changing in any way?
Just coming from that world, I will tell you that the colleagues that I served with saw it as a very highly respected organization. So I take that very serious and very personal to make sure that that remains the same and gets stronger. We have a great opportunity to be at the table in helping rural Minnesota, and we have to make sure that we're taking advantage of those opportunities and that we're providing research that is giving information to the topic of today, not yesterday. We want to make sure that we're, not coming in after the fact and saying, well, here's what you did, and that's where you get into questionable positions with legislators or with the legislature itself, because no one likes to have people come in and say, I told you so.
So as you bring the center forward, what are some of the first steps that you see need to happen and perhaps some of the obstacles that you face?
Well, I think one of the first things is we need to just create that visibility and make sure that through that visibility we have opportunities then to provide some leadership and some credibility for the center. We need to make sure that, I call it doing the circuit, doing the meetings of the, economic development groups, the initiative foundations, the state, government departments, legislators, you name it. Anybody that's out there talking about rural Minnesota and what's on the mind of rural Minnesota and what can help advance rural Minnesota, we need to make sure we're included in part of those discussions. And through that, I think we'll find some areas of opportunities for the center to provide research and fill that gap where people need more information to go forth with policy recommendations. And we also then have to work on communicating what we do better. I tell people all the time that all the research in the world doesn't mean anything unless you can communicate it. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure then that we have a strategy in place or a communications plan in place that allows us to communicate to the right people the information they need at the time to make decisions.
You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I want to thank my guest, Brad Finstead, the new CEO of the center. I'm Jim Gullickson. We'll catch you next week.